I mean,
not the states, they, but I mean the board.
I mean
the
board. Somebody speaking with slats, you know. Mm-hmm. I imagine, though, that generally speaking, of course, we look, think of a picket fence as a sharp-pointed pickets, mm-hmm. but I think they might call them slats. They would also be pickets in a way, but they're not pointed.
Might you call that something else, then, besides a picket fence, one is made of slats? Did you ever hear the term slat fence?
I'm trying to think. That's so long since I've thought
of
it.
How about a slat fence?
How?
Slat fence?
No, it never, doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay.
I don't recall that. Generally, picket fence made of, I mean, to make it descriptive of strips or slats, but that...
How about a fence made of wire with points?
Barbed wire. Barbed wire fence. And by the way, I knew the man who was a co-inventor of the barbed wire.
From DeKalb?
DeKalb. Henry Condon, Henry F. Condon.
Uh-huh.
He worked, and I was in that shop working on something with him some years back. Henry F. Condon, I think he said, with John Glidden.
Yeah.
Glidden had the patent on it, and that was DeKalb.
Sure.
And there was a shop there, I forget the street, that's been many years, I have to recall the years of that. There was I was working on a pipe bending machine that he had a patent on, and my brother and his partners, the McEwans, all put up money. They were going to, I can even give a sketch of the machine and the dies, the process of bending pipe, so it wouldn't split, because I learned that about it, because in bending pipe, the customer, they had a fillet, either with a rosin or with a mandrel. And this process was to put a pipe into that, into it wasn't a die, I don't think of the word, so many years now, a split, he had a split, not a split die, a split, it was clamped on and that pipe run in and prevent the pipe from splitting.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come to me in a moment.
Okay.
But
how about a steel fence? A fence made of these, for instance, the kind of fence you have out here around the parking lot. What would you call that kind of fence? How would you describe that fence?
You see, I haven't been thinking.
You know what I mean? You seen it out here? You know
made
I mean?
Of steel rods, you mean? Like
just a mesh, you know. Come here. Do you want to just take a look at this? This fence right here. Yeah, the one right in front of the alley, between the alley. How would you describe that fence?
A wire fence.
Okay.
I've distinguished that wire fence between that and the barbed wire fence.
Okay, good. How about a fence on the, made out of rails, split rails out on the farm? What do you call that? What kind of a fence?
A rail fence.
How about the things that you have to drive into the ground?
Stakes.
All right, or something else.
Fence posts.
Okay. How about a fence or a wall made of loose stones or rocks piled up?
I know what you mean. I can just see it. A stone wall.
Okay. How about the what did they call good dishes at home? When you were younger, good dishes they were called.
Well, dinnerware.
Or?
Well, crockery wouldn't necessarily be good. They could be inexpensive dinner, but it's still called crockery, because crockery really means dishes.
Sure.
And, but good dishes.
How about,
the term often was used chinaware, which wasn't even made of China. Well, many people did use that word for their better dishes.
Yeah.
Was used the China set,
okay.
Which had nothing in relation to actually China made in Ohio. Probably.
All right. If you had one of these made out of that same material you're talking about, you know, a thing might be used in a nest to fool a chicken.
What?
You know, you put this in a nest to fool a chicken, a setting hen.
Well, a nest egg.
All right. Or if it was made out of this stuff, what would you call it? The word you just gave me before that people sometimes use for good dishes.
A china.
Yeah.
They use that word too. A china egg. We had a general store addition to furniture. We used several china eggs there.
Is that right?
I can just see them.
Huh.
Oh yeah, but they.